Heard that going in there. Would it be right to say a side of bacon? Slab.
Slab of bacon.
Ever heard it called a middling? What about if you were cooking something? Well, let's say if you.
The only time I ever heard the side used would be a side of a hog.
Right.
Would be the whole.
The whole thing.
Half. Okay. Side.
Say if you cut the tops off a lot of turnips, you'd say you got yourself a mess of.
Mess of greens?
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything besides greens? Turnip greens or.
Turnip greens.
Salad or salad?
Just greens.
Greens. What about that meat that you might cook along with your greens?
Pork.
Yeah. Is that what you would just call it?
Just call it a piece of pork.
Is that mostly fat or?
It's just mostly fat.
I've heard people heard
salt pork.
Yeah. Salt pork. Fat bad?
Not in this area. So other than some of the older ones that might be down here. I've heard it, but you know, used, but not real whole lot. Salt pork, mostly.
Sow belly?
I've heard of sow belly, but I've never, it's not an expression I'm real familiar with.
Okay. Is there any other type of meat that you can have smoked besides bacon?
Ham.
Okay. And if you would just cut some bacon off that slab of bacon, that tough part, probably.
We call it the hide.
The hide?
Yeah.
Okay. Or, say if you kept meat too long, so it doesn't taste good. You say meat.
It's rancid.
Yeah. Is there anything else the meat has?
I mean, it's just rancid meat.
Would you call it spoiled?
Not ordinarily.
Well, what about butter that's done there?
Rancid butter.
Rancid butter.
Con's rancid.
Yeah.
And they'll cut it short, they're rancid.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people just use the word funky to describe the taste of butter?
That's a new expression, as far as I'm concerned.
What does it mean to you?
I don't know. It's just, someone told me that the word funky was, I never could figure out what, to me, it would be something that wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. But I understand it means something different. What does funky mean?
I don't know, something that's kind of appeals to you, that's with it, you know, that's
good. Oh, yeah, funky chicken. But to me, it sounds like something that in my growing up would be a dirty word, you know,
yeah.
Something like the Negro tail. It means something that's not attractive to me. But they use everything in reverse now.
Okay. What do you call the stuff that you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Hog head cheese.
Is that called anything else now?
If it is, I don't know. Mama eats that hog head cheese like it's going out. That she loves it.
Yeah.
Sows? The Americans call it sows. Mama always said hog head cheese.
Or have you ever heard anybody making a dish by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Liver pudding?
Now they cook the liver, what we call, they put the liver in a lot of the stuff in the boudin that we eat, in which is a sausage thing, but they cook the liver and all that stuff and a lot of seasoning. And it's real, real sharp, and they use that for the boudin. But I've never any pudding. Mama never made the puddings or anything out of them.
Have you ever heard of anything made out of maybe taking the juice from the head cheese, mixing it up with some cornmeal and throwing some hog meat, cook it that way?
Sounds
good. Scrapple, does that mean anything?
I've heard the word. I never knew what it really was.